నమస్తే ఫ్రెండ్స్, వెల్కమ్ బ్యాక్ టు AEES e-learning. బిఫోర్ వీ స్టార్ట్ ద సెకండ్ మాడ్యూల్, లెట్ అస్ రీకలెక్ట్ వాట్ యాక్చువల్లీ వీ లెర్న్డ్ ఇన్ ద ఫస్ట్ మాడ్యూల్. యు లెర్న్డ్ అబౌట్ వాట్ ఆర్ న్యాచురల్ రిసోర్సెస్. యు ఆల్సో లెర్న్డ్ what are resources. You also learned about the interaction of man with physical environment. And finally you learned in that module classification of resources. Now think of what should be the role of human beings in the development of resources, and what is actually the role of human beings in the development of resources, what should be and what is. We know resources are important for survival of human beings as well as for maintaining the quality of life. It was believed that resources were free gifts of nature. Therefore, you would see that human beings were using these natural resources carelessly. Can you imagine what would be the problems faced by human beings themselves because of the indiscriminate use of resources? The first one, resources got depleted as a result of satisfying the needs of a few people. Second one, the resources were managed by a few people, and this finally led to the division of the society into two groups. One is rich and another is the poor. Third point, careless exploitation of resources resulted in global ecological crisis leading to land degradation, environmental pollution, depletion of ozone layer and global warming. So in view of these problems, there should be equitable distribution of resources for a sustained quality of life and world peace. Now the current trend of resource depletion by a few individuals or countries might put the earth in danger. So it is a high time now to think about what is sustainable development. What is sustainable development? The development taking place in a manner that doesn't damage the environment and doesn't compromise with the needs of the future generations, that is sustainable development. Which three principles that one can follow to make sustainable development possible? One is reduce, second is reuse, and third one is recycle. Now let us see what did the leaders from various parts of the world actually do in order to bring this particular concept into the minds of the people in various nations. In 1992, there was an Earth Summit. More than 100 heads of states met in Rio de Janeiro in Brazil. It was the first International Earth Summit. It was held in June 1992. What was the objective or aim of that summit? The summit was held to discuss urgent problems of environmental protection and socio-economic development at the global level. In the particular summit, almost all the leaders signed the Declaration on Global Climatic Changes and Biological Diversity. Also, the Rio Convention approved the Global Forest Principles and adopted Agenda 21. For what purpose? To achieve sustainable development in the 21st century. Now let us see, what is Agenda 21? I mentioned more than 100 heads of states met in Rio de Janeiro in Brazil for the first International Earth Summit in June 1992. Now, these world leaders signed the declaration in 1992 at United Nations Conference on Environment and Development. It was a plan to fight environmental damage, poverty, and disease through world cooperation on common interests, needs, and responsibilities. One of the main objectives of Agenda 21 was that every government should make its own local agenda. I hope you could identify the two important aspects of this module. One is related to the development of resources and the role of human beings. And it is very clear that greedy human activities degenerated the existing natural resources. Now, imagine if you were one of the members of that particular summit. What would be your suggestion to preserve the natural resources in various nations? Can you think of? If resources are not available at your home, what would be your plan? You would see that one, how the existing resources or the limited resources can be utilized wisely. So, as far a nation is concerned, think of what we should do. Certainly, we should go for planning. So, that is what is known as resource planning. The natural resources are a common heritage which we have to share with the future generation. You know, every day human needs are increasing with the rapid increase of population, as well as with the rise of standard of living and economic growth of countries. Now, to satisfy the increased needs, more and more resources are being utilized. In addition, the technological advancement has also led to greater exploitation and utilization of resources. Think of India. India has a lot of variation in the availability of resources. There are regions which are rich in certain types of resources but lack certain other resources. For example, non-metals and coal deposits are very much found in the states of Jharkhand, Chhattisgarh and Madhya Pradesh, Arunachal Pradesh. Think of Arunachal Pradesh. It lacks infrastructural development, though it is rich in water resources. Think of Rajasthan. It is rich in solar energy and wind energy, but lacks in water resources. The Ladakh region has a rich cultural heritage, but it is deficient in water, minerals, and other infrastructures. Now, I hope you would have understood why we should think of resource planning. Thus, there is a greater need for balanced resource planning at the national, state, regional, as well as local levels. We will discuss about resource planning in India in the third module. Thank you for listening to me.